This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
We are Dukes and Bell. Mark is in for Mike today. It's the Falcon Report, and it is a Falcon Monday as well. We're going to talk to you on the phones at 404-726-0929. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We're talking about the Falcons. Ra had his presser today, and Mark had a few questions for him. I don't know if we got the answers we wanted. Not necessarily, because the one that I was curious about, and you said you were going to ask him, and you did, was, will there be change? The answer was?
No, Mark.
So, things are going to stay status quo as we start to turn the page and get ready for Carolina. Carolina's coming off of a loss. Their run game was stifled. Bryce threw for 124 yards. There's a lot of reasons to say, oh, well, we'll get back on track and finally get a win. Didn't you say that a few weeks ago when we saw these dudes? And we lost 30-0.
Mm-hmm.
I am not guaranteeing jack because of the way this team cannot find ways to get it done. In the end, 404-726-0929. We lose in overtime yesterday, 31-25. If you've been listening all day, you know where we're at. We'll recap some of this stuff, but I want to hear from you guys. And Brian is in Decatur. He's been holding patiently. Brian, where are you at, man? What do you think about what's going on with this team right now? Hey, man.
I see progress. My thing is, just, I'm going to make this real quick.
No, take your time.
Through 10 games, Michael Penix, completion percentage 59.9. Matt Ryan, first 10 games, 59.7.
Oh, come on.
You don't want my stats, you know? Because, you know, y'all got to lead him. Give him a chance to develop. They were saying the same about Drake May less than a year ago. You wanted to kick Drake May out of town. Now you want to call him an MVP. We don't have patience in Atlanta.
No, I agree with the idea that we need to wait on Penix. But I'm just not – we do this all the time. And this isn't you doing it personally, but I've seen it the last 2 days on the internet, on Twitter and everything else. Cherry picking certain stats from this quarterback to a Hall of Fame quarterback from 20 years ago, 10, whatever it is. I mean, that's sort of nebulous in my mind. Like, it doesn't prove anything. I could find 10 busts who had great stats and ended up, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can cherry pick anything we want to match. I agree with you. There's no reason to cash in your chips on Michael Penix, right? We have to hold it. There literally is no other option. There's no other option, right?
Now, just have patience. Give the man a chance to grow. Because look at all the quarterbacks that we gave up on, and look where they're at now. Sam Darnold, it's out there. We just have to be patient.
Yeah, that's but the other thing, too, is that the other thing with guys like Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield and Mac, they all had to go somewhere else to do it.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
No, that's
Michael
true.
Penix might be successful somewhere else if we let him go, but the idea if we wait on him here, and that's what I think what the frustration is, right? The coaching staff doesn't look like they're the ones to turn this thing around.
Yeah, and all those reclamation projects you're talking about, Brian, there is a caveat with that. Like, Sam Darnold had to go to three different places, right? Baker Baker went from Cleveland
to Carolina to Rams.
That's right.
To Tampa.
That's right. Like, those reclamation projects you're talking about, and it's easy to say.
It took a long time to get there.
That's the point. I don't have that kind of time.
We ain't doing the Ozempic deal. We're going the old weight loss way.
I, I don't have that kind of time. I need my guy to progress and progress fairly quickly. Now, to your point about patience, it's one of the reasons why I've been able and willing to overlook some of the things mistake-wise that he's done. I can't do that yesterday. It was blatant.
Bad.
Those underthrows, behind guys, overthrows, it was blatant. But you're right. There is a side of me that has to be patient. But you know what else has to happen? And this is the other part of this. By the way, I'm not saying it's all on Penix. He had a bad game yesterday, in my opinion. I didn't think he was good. But the other part of this is help him. I've said this all along with Zach. Help him. You know how they helped Daniel Jones yesterday? They gave that damn ball 32 times to Jonathan Taylor. Help him. And that helps his development by not allowing him to have to feel like every time he throws the ball, if he doesn't complete it, it's a fail. 404-726-0929. Appreciate the call, B. Thank you so much, Brian. Let's talk to Dexter in Covington. Dexter, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Where are you at, man? Hey, man.
Man, Zeno and Carl, y'all hitting the nail on the head. Brian, the caller just before me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give my man some credit. He spoke the truth. To be honest, he spoke the truth. But Penix is playing like he's coached. I see practice sometimes when we get ready to go to another game. I see practice. I'll never see Penix take off. I see Penix throwing some dimes in practice, but it never shows on the field. I see Penix never run in practice. They never show that. He's coached.
Oh, did we lose him?
No, they were lost him.
And I was curious how he was going to finish
that.
Is that
a fair statement? He's playing like he's coached. That's interesting.
Yeah, I think it's fair. Yeah.
I have to digest that a little.
I absolutely think it's fair. Is he there? Is Dexter still there? Dexter, go ahead and finish, man. We lost you. Go ahead. What were you saying? Go for it.
Oh. Okay. So, think about it. We the only team, man, that we know it was 25-25 going to overtime. We knew right then when we got the ball first, already knew that we wasn't going to go down the field and do nothing because I knew we was going to try it. Same plays we've been doing the whole game that the defense already knew about, we wasn't going to do nothing.
They teed off on us.
And then the special teams comes out.
Oh.
Three, not one, not two, but three times and give up yards past the 50. How can we beat that?
Now,
I'm going to let y'all guys digest on that one, but the coaches is the problem.
Yeah, look, that's the way I feel. And that's why, you know, again, when I see other organizations not afraid of change, despite how little time there has been with this particular regime or set of coaches, you just have to question it. I got to tell you guys something. We hadn't even talked about special teams today.
Well,
we haven't even talked about the special teams today.
It's not good.
As much as we're frustrated in losing in overtime, and to Dexter's point about what we didn't do and get accomplished in execution-wise in overtime, how it looked lame and they teed off on us and shut us down, they get the ball back and made it look fairly easy in overtime. Defense, again, was on the field for a majority of the day. But let's talk about special teams, you know. Day-Day? Oh, let's talk about the special teams. Because this is getting old really quick. And for Mike, who's not here today, who's been saying, wait a minute. If you're going to put this kind of pressure on your wide receivers coach and run him up out of here, you got to put some pressure on your special teams coach. Special teams has sucked. Plain and simple.
Yeah.
And it's not set us up for success, and it did not yesterday.
Particularly after you scored that go-ahead touchdown, Day-Day. The one there you didn't like the defense when they gave up the 3rd and 19. I mean, they started the ball at the 45. They only went 22 yards on that drive where they kicked the game tying field goal.
They got one play, though.
Yeah, my only issue with that drive was that play right there. That was the only issue on that drive. But we're not talking about the defense right now. We're talking about special teams.
You're right. We're not.
It's the only area where I'm giving an F to the Falcons the last 4 weeks. Because we've lost four in a row, and the special teams has come into play every week that we've taken an L.
What more does Ron need to see to make changes on that unit?
Well, look.
I mean, it took forever for them to get a new kicker in here, I guess. So is it that same sort of expectation where we have to wait until it completely falls off the rails?
Well, here's the deal. Zeno's talking about messaging. Has Marquise Williams, his messaging not gotten through? Is it not going through? He's been here, guys, since 21. It's not like he don't know what he's doing. They trusted him to keep him on the staff. I think he's a very knowledgeable and bright guy. But at the end of the day, our special teams is not living up to it. Let's stop fooling ourselves and talk about all this other stuff when you realize flipping the field, short field position, putting your defense in a compromising situation, not helping the team on these returns. Get it right. Marquise, what are we doing? What are we doing with special teams? So I'm just glad that Dexter brought it up because it's something we really haven't talked about, but we did amongst ourselves this morning, and it's like, oh, yeah, we forgot about that too.
I mean, unforgivable to have that kick be returned like that after you scored the go-ahead touchdown.
404-726-0929. Coach's show tonight, by the way, when we get done at 6, Turtle will be on till 10. Then you got Hawks basketball as they take on the Clippers. Hawks on the road. We didn't mention Hawks had a good win against the Lakers. Obviously, both teams are banged up. No LeBron, but Luka did play. He didn't have a great game. You know, Luka's gone off on us in the past, but he did not necessarily play well. But give the Hawks a lot of credit. It hurt only because you probably wanted to beat Toronto, and it would have been a nice weekend. But nevertheless, they get the win against the Lakers. They'll play at Clippers tonight, Wednesday at Sacramento as they're out west, and then they'll be Thursday back-to-back at Utah. All of those games right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tonight, by the way, the Philadelphia at Green Bay Monday night game will be on WAOK, our sister station, starting at 7, kicks at 8:15. All right, find us on social media. We got a lot more to dive into and talk about in regards to this team. We'll recap some of the things that Ross said today and the session between you and him about some of the questions that you had specifically for him. And as we've been talking about today, when you see other teams, again, when Brian Daboll gets let go with the Giants, and you feel like it was because of what? Those blown leads.
The blown leads were bad. But the straw that broke the camel's back was Jackson Dart getting concussed yesterday.
Okay.
And getting hurt. You got your quarterback hurt because there's no offensive continuity and you have no game plan and all he can do is run and take off. Well, bye-bye.
He was 11-33. Over the past three seasons, Brian Daboll.
After going 9-7-1 and making the playoffs his first year.
Yeah. So 4 years there, but he won't be the guy to develop Jackson Dart now.
Nope.
All right. Giants are 2-8, by the way. They won just two of their first 10 games for the third straight year. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
A couple of NFL stories before we talk dogs. Brian Daboll let go today by the Giants. Joe Shane remains as a general manager. You said he's going to get a chance to pick the new coach. Is that right? Feels that way?
Yeah, that's what the reports are, that he's still the guy in charge.
They make changes. Meanwhile, Dan Quinn today with the Commanders says he will now take over the defensive coordinator job. He will call Washington's defenses. Joe Witt, who was here with Dan Quinn, by the way, when he was here with the Falcons, was the DC technically, and He said he took it like a pro. They got bigger issues to fry. Their quarterback situation with Jaden being hurt, but Quinn taking over the defensive responsibilities. Also, Joe Burrow is returning to practice. We'll see where that goes. But remember, Flacco's there, but they're saying that he is
beginning. He plans on coming back on Thanksgiving night against the Raiders, which is interesting because preseason it was,
are we ever going to get one of these games at home against the Ravens?
That's what he sounded like. He was whining.
He was. No,
The B in Burrow didn't stand for Burrow.
Well, he's going to attempt to make a comeback. But, yeah, he's already back at practice. So, a couple of things going on around the NFL. But no other changes, guys, when you talk about firings or potential teams moving on from their coach. What did you make of the Dogs on Saturday, man? Because we talked about it last week. They needed a start to finish dominant performance.
Mm-hmm.
They held, I think it was, Blake Shapen to 86 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, he came in and he was lighting people up, and he really didn't do anything. By the way, Zachariah Branch has 542 yards, 3 touchdowns. He's caught 53 balls already, had a nice explosive play for the Dogs in this game. He's turning into a real weapon, but the Dogs had 567 yards. You know, that's a season high.
It was the right time to do it before the next game that they have.
Well, here's the thing. They're riding a high right now, and I think they're playing better than Texas. Texas had an off week. We're going to see. I said this when you were, you know, asking Rock questions earlier. I think Gunner's playing better than Arch. I just do.
Oh, well, that's – I mean, I don't think that's up for debate. I mean, Arch is not playing great.
Well, he had that really good – speaking of Miss State, he had a good game when they came back from 17 down 2 weeks ago.
He should have been down 17.
And everybody said, this is his best game. And then Vandy came in, and they lit up the scoreboard, but then they let Vandy back in. But I just think Gunner's playing better. If it's going to come down to that, then didn't give me Gunner. But we're going to talk plenty about it throughout the course of the week. Dogs now 8-1, 6-1 in the SEC. Are they going back to the SEC championship game?
No, because I don't see Bama losing again.
Okay.
And I don't think A&M loses again.
You buy A&M, by the way.
And even if they do.
You buying them?
Oh, 100%. Okay. I bought them all year long. Okay. Marcel Reed is the real deal.
Bama, by the way, 6-0 in conference.
Uh-huh.
Aggies 6-0. Dogs are 6-1.
Yeah.
And that's why we're saying, all right, do they get a chance? And by the way, just because they don't play, if they were not to play in the SEC championship game, does not mean they don't get into the college football playoff.
No.
Okay.
But you said this morning on Behind the Curtain, like, you lose this game against Texas, it becomes very precarious.
Yes. So Alabama's remaining schedule is Oklahoma, Eastern Illinois, at Auburn. That's their remaining schedule, which is why you're saying you don't think they're going to lose another game. And then when you start talking about Texas A&M, ironically, if Texas wins on Saturday – they still have to get past Texas A&M now that rivalry has been rekindled. And that is the last game of the season for Texas, or Texas A&M. But A&M's remaining schedule is South Carolina, Samford, Texas.
And that game's the Texas game is in Austin, by the way.
Correct.
So, I mean, that may be a game. Look, I'll say it again repeatedly, and I don't know what the last week of the season is going to look like. But Texas may need, if they lose to Georgia, Texas may need that game to keep their playoff hopes a lot. Mm-hmm. I still think a 9-3 Texas team with losses to the number one Ohio State, losses to number five Georgia, and Florida get in.
Mm.
If they get help, if there's a spot available.
Right. Now, what about the rankings tomorrow? We'll talk more about this on the show. And by the way, tomorrow's Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And to all the wonderful vets out there. I don't think the top four changes, but I do think A&M moves ahead of Indiana.
Stupid.
A&M went on the road. They played, at the time, number 20, Mizzou. They handled them pretty easily. Indiana survived almost a loss there at Penn State, but they won.
Here's a better question.
So I think A&M moves up just based on this week. Ohio State remains number one. Alabama stays at four.
I mean, here's a better question. Does Oregon drop because they struggle with Iowa?
Messy weather.
Okay, so that were. And how high does Notre Dame go? Does Notre Dame leap a one-loss team?
Not the way Tech played. I mean, where are they? Tech's in front of them right now, right? I'm talking about Texas Tech.
Texas Tech, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Texas Tech is going to end up leaping Oregon.
I do, too. The BYU win was a statement win for them.
And I think Texas Tech may end up leaping Ole Miss because they beat a cupcake this weekend.
They did.
Which, again, I don't like punishing teams for winning. You punish teams for losing because everybody except for me is so enamored with the loss column.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they are so beholden to.
Oh, well, they played head-to-head, so this person has to be ahead of that one.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, the weather at Iowa was a mess. That game was 18-16, to your point about, I think you look at that a little bit differently. It's like, okay, the elements certainly played a role, and Oregon was able to win.
Literally, there should be no shakeup to the top 10.
Yeah, because all the favorites
you want to slide. Everybody won.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to slide a team up and down, but yeah, as far as the top 12 is concerned, you know, BYU will fall out. Maybe Vanderbilt pops ahead of them. Look, Georgia Tech could end up making it to 12 without even playing a game. Weird.
You know what else Georgia Tech could do? If they won out, they could easily be inside of the top 8, maybe even a top 7, because they have two ranked teams that they're going to play at the end of the season. They got Boston College this coming week.
And they get Pitt.
Pitt and Georgia.
They get Georgia.
Both ranked. And,
well, I don't know if Pitt's going to be ranked much longer. But.
Well, they're 24. But to your point, I mean, we're talking about, you know, again, coaches, poll, eight people. But that could help Boston, or that could help Georgia Tech's standing, depending on how those last two games play out. But you can't have a slip-up either. You can't have a slip-up to Pitt. The Georgia game, we know what that means. But this is where
Pitt will be a dogfight for Tech.
It's going to be. This is where we talked about going. We're going to go to the game.
Yeah. See what the coach said about Pitt's coach said about playing Notre Dame and what that means?
No, what?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Because he said it's not a conference game.
So he's just worried about going 2-0 on those conference games. He could lose to Notre Dame by 100. He said he wouldn't care.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see. That's going to be the tricky game for me.
It's a good message to send to your team.
I think they'll be up for Georgia. Plenty of college football conversation tomorrow. Connor Riley's going to join us, guys, as we talked dogs and certainly much more around college football. But this is, to me, this is the meat of the season, man. This is where we find out the rubber hits the road. Nut-cutting time, as I like to say. And we're going to figure out who's the real deal. And over these next few weeks, by the time we get to the end of the month and into the first week of December when the championship games roll around, we're going to know what this is going to look like. And hopefully it is Georgia Tech. I want both in, to be honest. I, for us, it's great. I want Georgia Tech and I want Georgia in, and I want them highly ranked. And somebody is going to get an interesting home game potentially. Maybe Georgia does too, because if you're not in that top four, remember, you're probably hosting that first weekend. That could be Georgia if they don't get a chance to move up into that top
Georgia
four.
Georgia against Sisters of the Poor from the American.
No, it won't be that. It'll be more intriguing than that.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will.
Georgia will be a 2-touchdown favorite easily.
Well, look at 12 right now, all right? So if it was 12-5, who would it be right now?
Last week, it would have been Memphis last week.
Okay, so it's going to be the highest ranked group of five teams.
So I'd say probably Tulane, possibly.
Tulane or North Texas, maybe.
Yep. Yeah, if they stay at five, again.
South Florida, again. They're 17-point favorite against those teams.
But that's
a waste of a game.
Oh, stop. This is what the playoff is for.
No, it's not. It's silliness.
This is what.
Get the best 12 teams in the country in the conversation.
That's what they're doing.
We don't need. No, one of the group of five teams is not one of the best 12 teams in the country.
That's what they're doing. So who is it then? Is it Virginia? Who is it? Louisville?
I'd rather see 12th-ranked Vanderbilt have to go to UGA and play them. That's a better game than Tulane.
They'd still be a double-digit favorite.
They would. They'd probably be a 10.5, you know.
But I'm with you. And Vandy, by the way, they're sitting right outside of the 12.
Yeah.
Especially after that one they had. They went to overtime. Auburn showed up.
Remember, right now you got to be in the 11 because the 12 is going to the group of five teams. So if you're outside top 11, you got a problem.
Auburn showed up, by the way. Did you watch any of that Auburn-Vandy game? It's like, where the hell has this Auburn team been?
Yeah.
It's like Hugh Freeze was asleep.
New coach bump. It's a real thing.
Yeah. And that game goes overtime, and then Vandy wins. But, look, they still have a chance to maybe crack the top 12
as well. And, oh, by the way, as of right now, you actually need to be in the top 10 because 11 would go to the ACC winner, who is not currently in the top 12.
No, that's true.
And then 12 is the group of five winner. So if you're outside the top 10 right now, you got to be nervous.
Mm. All right, guys, it's Dukes and Bell. Mark Zeno in for Mike today. Tomorrow we're back at it. We got a big show. As a matter of fact, Adam Schefter is going to join us tomorrow. Talk about all the latest around the league. We will talk with our buddy Connor Riley.
Ask him how Joe Shane kept his job.
Well, we will. But I think Joe Shane is probably lobbying for how good this rookie class is for them and how he has signed these key free agents that's made their defense legit. That's probably what he's doing.
Okay.
I hear you. All right. Well, also have who else we got tomorrow, Day-Day, real quick.
Oh, sorry.
Dave Archer and
Arch. Yes. That's right. We got Arch tomorrow. So make sure you tune in, guys. We got to get out of the way again tonight. It is the coaches' show. No player segment tonight, but hear what Raw has to say. And then also with Dave Archer, by the way. And then Chris will take over all the way up into Hawks basketball, which starts at around 10 tonight. Tip is at 10:30 as they take on the Clippers. This is their early West Coast trip. So Hawks basketball tonight here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, Big O, let's get out of here, man. Let's clear our throat. We still have a lot of questions. Hopefully they get answered between now and the end of the week. But Zeno said it, no changes. Today that question was asked about the staff and other things from the Falcons. They are staying status quo. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Make sure you're here at 2 o'clock. Hey, thanks for listening. Big O behind the glass, our engineer. Day-Day, our executive producer. And, of course, Mark Zeno, thanks for filling in, man, while Mike was out. Happy Veterans Day to you. Go ahead, man.
Thank you. On that note, again, Veterans Day tomorrow. Told my vets out there, go out and get a free cup of coffee, free meal, wherever they're offering it. And to anybody else out there, you got a moment, especially if you see an older vet. A Vietnam vet era, Korean War. I don't know, think there's many World War II vets left alive, period. But those are the folks you really want to shake their hand and say thank you for your service. Find those older vets and thank them for doing it and everything that they laid the groundwork for us.
Big shout out for me to Paul Tagliabue. Behind the scenes, Paul was very cool. And as he retired as the commissioner of the NFL, there were times where I would reach out to ask questions about things that were going on. But the one thing I think Paul Tagliabue will be remembered for, and people may have forgotten, after 9/11 happened, he postponed the season. As a matter of fact, that year, the Super Bowl got pushed back into February for the first time. You know what? It's been there ever since. Paul Tagliabue helped the NFL move forward. He believed in diversity and inclusion. He also worked through things like Hurricane Katrina, major disasters. But the main thing is, he made the game global. And now Roger Goodell has expanded on that. But Tagliabue's legacy is set. He's one of the greatest commissioners. Just look at the NFL. Hey, if you love the show,
tell your friends.
If you don't,
we'll find a way.
Oh, God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.